Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Peters. Wish all of you a very good week ahead after we've had our long holidays. Right, plenty of news. The first coming up from the Sydney Cricket Grounds. A short while ago, close to lunch, England, who were 213 runs for the loss of 3 wickets yesterday, and play was stopped early because of rain, lost 2 quick wickets in the morning, and they were 229 for the loss of 5 wickets. They lost Harry Brook for 84 when the score was on 226. And skipper Ben Stokes when the score was on 229. But Joe Root and Jamie Smith have repaired what we call a fantastic batting display. I mean, England looks much better composed this time around in the fifth test. Close to lunch, 303 for the loss of 5 wickets. And Joe Root has got to his 118. And with him is the wicketkeeper Jamie Smith batting on 41. Now, there is a few criticisms, especially from the former England captain. Mike Atherton has said this is the first time that this test series looks very one-dimensional because none of the top quality spinners have been included in either side. And this is the first time a test match, Ashes, is being played without spinners in the four since 1888. What he states is that, okay, understand that Nathan Lyon has been left out because of a hamstring injury, but Todd Murphy for Australia could have played. And they're also surprised that, he's surprised, frankly, as to why Bashar, the leg spinner for the tall, lanky leg spinner for England, is not in pursuit. And both captains have said that the wickets actually suit the seamers. So Mike Atherton has said that this looks pretty one-dimensional. Right then, let's go across to another surprising news that Bangladesh cricket team will not play the World Cup in India due to political reasons, because we all know that there were some problems in their country where the Hindus came under a bit of a rap by the Bangladesh majority Muslim crowd. And then BCCI, based on that, were concerned about Mustafiz Rahman, better known as Fizz, playing for Calcutta Knight Riders, KKR. They said there could be security problems for the player, so the BCCI has asked KKR to withdraw him from the squad. Based on this, Bangladesh has disagreed to tour India for World Cup T20. So all their matches is now being considered to be played in Sri Lanka. They've got 8 matches in all, and Sri Lanka has confirmed that they have the facilities to host Bangladesh. So it looks like that both Bangladesh and Pakistan will be hosted here in Sri Lanka for the entire T20 series. And there's also one more news that has come up that there's been some criticism raised by the public in Bangladesh for Litan Das being appointed as the captain of Bangladesh based on the fact that he is of a Hindu origin. So lots of news here coming out from Bangladesh and from India. We'll keep our eyes focused on that. The media tends to think, will India treat Bangladesh the way they treated Pakistan in recent times? Well, we also have some good news that Damien Martin, the former Australian cricketer, 54 years of age, has recovered from his coma. And the family has conveyed their gratitude to the medical staff at Brisbane Hospital and also to the public for their prayers. So Damien Martin has recovered from the coma he suffered due to meningitis, and he's been talking to his family. And Adam Gilchrist has made a statement. It's wonderful to see him recover, and hopefully he'll be moved out from ICU to a normal ward shortly. That's another interesting story that we'll keep our eyes focused on. And last but not the least, the Pakistanis have announced their 20-man squad for the forthcoming World Cup. Of course, they have to trim it down to 15 ultimately. Shahid Afridi and Babar Azam, who are not touring with the team for the Sri Lankan three-match series to be played in Dambulla, have been included in the preliminary 20-man squad, but there is no guarantee that either of them will be in the final 15. But Mohammad Rizwan has definitely been left out. Well, that's the news I have for you this morning here on www.goforgoal alongside my friend Lucky Pires. This is Brian Thomas signing off, wishing all of you a blessed week ahead and spin you a song for your listening pleasure.